West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. At the close of day two of qualifying for the vacant District 30 state Senate seat, four candidates had filled out the paperwork to be on the special election ballot for that race. And with only one day left for qualifying, former District 68 State Representative Tim Bearden looking for your vote, along with real estate broker Renee Harden Bell of Tallapoosa, Ashley Keskis Godwin, and consultant Robert Smith. The new District 30 includes all of Harrelson County and different parts of Carroll, Paulding, and Douglas counties. Early voting for the special election begins on Monday, January 22nd. Qualifying for the District 30 race ends today. Villarica police have made an arrest in that shots fired case at an apartment complex this past Saturday evening. VRPD Public Information Officer Blake Terry says 29-year-old Kyle Joseph Terrio faces several counts of discharging firearms near a public highway, along with criminal conduct and damage to property. Terrio is accused of firing a gun in the Hampton Courts apartment complex on Industrial Boulevard. Fortunately, no one was injured. Terry says additional information regarding the arrest will be released on Wednesday. Carrollton police encouraging parents to always be aware of what their children are doing on their cell phones or mobile devices as they discuss a case involving a 12-year-old girl who had met up with several adult men for sex. CPD's investigation began in late 2022 when the 12-year-old's mother filed a report. Police have so far made three arrests in the case. The latest arrest was this week. Quincy Nunn of Temple was taken into custody, charged with two counts of enticing a child for indecent purposes, two counts of child molestation, and two counts of statutory rape. He remains in the Carroll County Jail after bond was denied. CPD telling parents to research the apps on their children's phones. They say monitoring their activity is just as important as knowing where your child is when they are not with you. And Villarica City Council on Tuesday unanimously approving a motion showing support for the continuation of Tom Barber to serve in the position of city manager. Late last year, Barber had issued an open letter that stated, "I have made it clear that if Leslie McPherson wins December's runoff election, I'll have to look for another job." He said, "I simply have no interest in working with someone who lies their way into office and who will be ineffective due to the many damaged relationships she has created among our staff and elected officials." McPherson presided over her first official meeting as mayor on Tuesday. Barber has been Villarica's city manager since July of 2017. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.